Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
My name is Simon Anstey. You are listening to The Overdrive here on 101.9 Chai FM. We're going to chat now to Moepi Setona, the founder and CEO of Saya Setona. Good afternoon to you, Moepi. Thank you for being with us this afternoon.
Good day. How are you?
I am very, very well. All the better for speaking to you. Moepi, let's start with Saya Setona before we get to the app. What is Saya Setona?
All right, thank you. I'd like to firstly greet the listeners of Chai FM and the communities of Johannesburg. So effectively what Saya Setona is a local township startup that has founded this mobile app called Let's Talk. And, you know, Saya Setona believes in peaceful and inclusive society for sustainability development, in providing access to justice for all and building effective accountability and inclusive institutes at all levels. Our key mission is fostering the two-way communication between communities and the people whom serve them in order to build trust and improve service delivery. Our key vision is e-communities actively engaging with their respective and creating sustainability development. The values that we bring are around transparency and integrity in all dealings, empathy of our employees and partners and customers. So that is who Saya Setona is.
Okay, so there's nothing that anybody can have an issue with there. I think we're all on the same page about that. Now let's talk about the app itself. What does it do and how does it achieve that which what you were talking about just a moment ago?
Yeah. So what Let's Talk does, you know, the value proposition we're bringing is providing a simple product to bridge the communication gap between communities and its members, primarily by exclusively aimed at rebuilding mutual trust and addressing some of the local policies like your NDPs, your IDPs, and the global policies such as the Sustainable Development Goals. How this works is with Let's Talk, you find services like alerts. So in the app itself, community members will be able to alert any incident or report any fault within the community that they are witnessing, either be it a fire shack, either be it a car accident, or either be it a water pipe burst. You know, they're able to report that at the comfort of their communities. And secondly, they're able to then have a direct communication with the respective community member leader. So this would be your ward councillors and your ward committees. And the communication happens at a ward level. So even on the other end, the community member, the leader, who's the ward councillor, is able to communicate to his ward, whether be it 500,000 citizens or be it 10,000 citizens. He's able or she's able to send out direct information into the community that he serves.
If we look at the kind of service delivery protests countrywide,
yes.
Are we well having an app? Is anybody listening to it? Is anybody going to respond to the messages on the other side?
Effectively, hence the reason why for the past 4 months, we have been training the City of Joburg's officials, so be it from peer officers, we have trained medical personnel, we have trained the command center, which handles incident reporting and dispatching of resources. We have trained community safety, public safety educators. We have trained ward committees. So from an information point of view, for them to be able to respond, you know, they needed to do that exercise of actually training. So, on the system, we've given all the access to these individuals based on their different roles and privileges. Then they're able to immediately interact with the app. So, we've seen how effective the response is from the administrations themselves. So they're able to respond on the spot as soon as they get an alert from the community member.
So interesting, Moepi, because before chatting to you, I never realized the importance of this app. I mean, if in fact it does work and can work, you are going to have gone such a long way to have defused tension in society,
yeah.
And aiding delivery and ensuring accountability, which is exactly what we need. You're going to succeed or fail based on what those guys you've just educated do or don't do with the app. Talk to us about where one can download this app and remind us of the name.
Yeah. So the app is called Let's Talk Batupili, meaning people first. You can find the application on any of your app stores, so be it on your Google Play Store, your Apple Store, and also the new Huawei App Gallery Store. So, you know, because Huawei's got their own App Gallery Store now. So we're also available on any Huawei devices from your P20s and above on the App Gallery App Store of Huawei. And effectively, the Batupili element comes in where, you know, because the whole idea with Let's Talk is to foster that transparency and accountability element and actually creating public participation.
Mwepi, did you design this with the entire community in mind, or was this specifically more with township residents as a target?
Nice. I think to give you some background, so in 2016 I was doing, I volunteered to, so I resigned from a multinational company that I worked for.
Decided
to go to the, one of the mayors down in the Free State where my hometown is. And effectively I shadowed the mayor and his councillors for about 36 months. For me, it was about understanding the gap between communities and municipalities. And the reason why is that the protesting element has risen so high.
Sure.
So during our research, this is where all these functions that you are seeing in the app and all these capabilities is coming from exactly the research that I interacted with when I was on the ground. So I was able to see that there's a gap between the ward councillors being able to communicate directly with the communities. There was a gap of reporting, because I remember one day we went to, a lot of days we went to like these community meetings, and you know, they'd find a register of people's issues and priorities on a piece of paper. You know, I remember we had to fiddle through this piece of paper where there were 3,000 or 30,000 applicants that we had to go through their priorities and, you know, trying to prioritize which service comes first, which citizens should you get what. You know, this was helping the office of the mayor to construct and actually to take these services to the communities. So that's what the other element that I saw, that the reporting element is very hard and it's inaccessible. You know, data can be manipulated, information can be lost through papers. You know, so that was another element. And then the element was, you know, community members, especially in our rural areas and townships, it's very hard to find accurate locations, especially when it comes to street address,
sure.
and location.
Sure.
So the app is able to be at a pinpoint, you know,
your GPS or something. Yeah.
The services guys are able to go to the exact incident when there's a fire request.
Mwepi, we're going to have to leave it there this afternoon, but I just want to congratulate you on behalf of myself and Chai FM on, yeah, an initiative that really has the ability to make a massive difference. So, yeah, all success to you.
No, much appreciated. I think my last words would be that you guys be prepared for the launch on the 28th with the City of Joburg EMS, public safety, taking place in Dipsloot. Fire station, and you can go right now onto your app stores and actually download the app. And you'll see already that the city has already started with some engaging onto the platform, you know, trying to get some sensitizing of people's knowledge about COVID-19 and its regulations and how it impacted them in their lives.
Mwepi, thank you so much for being with us this afternoon, and good luck to you.
Much appreciated, mate. Thanks a lot, eh?
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.